You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Take one.
Knock, knock.
Who dares?
Receiving a Dana, and we can't believe you found a fucking podcast.
A podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning. We're Steven and Dana, and we're in the room. Seek not to be well known, but to be worth knowing.
What year is it, Dana?
2019.
Can you even believe it?
Queen.
Where were you Y2K?
For real Y2K?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. What was that, 1999?
Into 2000, yeah.
Ooh, well, I went to go see Bette Midler's tour that year. It was...
At the end of the millennium.
It was Divine Miss Millennium, thank you. And it was the first time I had seen her live, and I went with... my mother and Val and her mom.
I didn't know that was the first time you saw her live. It was like a whole special, special, special.
Yeah, it was a special, special, special. And that was Y2K. And then nothing happened. I don't know. And now it's 2019. And 2018 was tragic, but also amazing and a blur. Thank you. Thank you. We're making some different choices this year.
For the better.
It's going well. We're doing a dry January.
Well, good.
And how are you?
You're 7 days in?
I'm 7 days in. Hold the applause. And how are you?
Great.
Great. Moving on. This is why we edit. Perfect. Because we haven't seen each other in a long time. And it's like,
I actually haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. We were trying to think of the last time, and it's...
many moons ago.
Tragic. It's tragic. Because I do usually see you every day. Or every other day.
Every other
day. And we call that a disease. So welcome to both of us.
Welcome. You've got mail. Speaking of mail, there's a male in this room and his name is Micah.
Woo!
What's up?
Micah Jesse.
Hi.
You're a new friend.
Yes, we just met like a week ago.
Yeah.
And we like fell fast. I fell in love with you like literally the second I laid eyes on you.
Oh, thank you so much. Insane. That's what I told Steven.
It happens to the best of us.
Right. Well, like I had no idea who was coming over. It was one of those, do we talk about this? Like it was
yeah.
New Year's.
Yeah.
And my husband and I were like, we have no plans this year. Let's find all the stragglers and invite them over for like the quiche-est. I heard your little Australian accent earlier. The quiche-est.
The
quiche-est, like little small gathering. And you walked in the door with like sparkles and glitter and like your hair shaved. And,
you
like,
had,
the
like,
biggest...
Oh, yeah, I had, like, glitter on my eyeballs, so you haven't seen my actual face.
Yeah, like, yeah. When you walked in just now, I literally was like, who is it? No, I'm just kidding. No.
We're going for a more demure look today. It was a work day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I thought I invited prettier people.
Yeah.
I fell in love. You have such a great personality.
Same, same. And Mike said that we would fall fast in love, and I trust him with my life, actually. So I was like, I'm coming with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for letting me tag
along.
He's a
good one.
It was so cute. And you have a big disco ball, and your little dog's name is Disco. And you had chicken tenders and mustard and soft pretzels.
Yum.
And like sour cream and onion cheesy poofs.
Yes.
You were like the best host of all time. And you
Thank
had
you.
A movie that I have never seen, which I get like drug
Wait.
Over the coals.
Wait.
I've never seen Troop Beverly Hills.
I didn't know that.
No, I
you
haven't.
You told me that he played it, but I thought, oh, you had seen it, so that's fine.
Are you judging her?
Yeah, judge
100%.
Away. Judge away. Yeah, it was a soft play. It was like muted on
yes,
the television
muted.
While we were all kind of, you know,
Jason,
lounging.
We're like big party throwers, whether it's like really small or really big. Both of us kind of like really love bringing people together
yes.
and like all the little elements that make a party. And it was his idea. He was like, let's put on a movie that like everybody kind of either loves or like knows about in the background. It gets people talking. I'm like, no one's really looking at the TV if the sound's not on. But guess what? It worked for you.
It worked for me. And
for
I have such shame around it.
No, you know what? It was
should.
God's gentle reminder, like, Watch that movie. It's 2019. Like, watch that movie.
It was. I've never seen The Bodyguard.
Oh,
hello?
Okay.
I mean, it's on my, like, my shameful movies.
Like, how are you
movies.
Spending your...
I've never
your,
seen
I try
Hangover
to show her
Sundays.
And she falls asleep.
Well, maybe we need to get her, like, five-hour energy drinks, like, at the start of it. No?
Maybe. But also, like, amazing people are in that movie. And that's why I think people think that I've seen it.
It's an incredible film.
Rosario from Will and Grace.
It's...
Looks like Rosario.
Yeah.
In Troop Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No one told me this. No one told me.
Hello.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me?
What was your first impression of each of us? You've done Dana, sorry.
Yes.
Well,
first of all, I think you both have great voices. Like, you both have, like, of...
No one's
like,
ever
ew.
Said that.
Is that weird? Like, I
you
actually...
take it.
I actually feel like... The first thing I thought was, like, I don't know, like, I've talked to you,
yeah.
obviously, Dana,
yeah.
and meeting you, like, I didn't know what you were going to look like, sound like, whatever, but my first reaction was, like, we're doing a podcast, he's got a great voice. Like, he's got a voice for radio, which I hate to say that because it's always with that connotation
sure
of, like,
do.
Oh, he doesn't have the face for TV, he has a voice for radio.
It's real, though.
Well, whatever, you have a great voice. Like, you have, like, radio, podcast, voice. It's
yeah.
great.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. It's honest.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
We do a lot of gorgeous entertainment folks who are wonderfully verbal. And so that's you. We usually do theater people because that's our world. But
we're expanding in 2019.
We are expanding, and we're so interested in what you bring to the table, because it's different, but it's also relevant because, I don't know, you're very social, media savvy, forward, and,
are also very old, and we don't know how the internet
you
works.
Yeah, we're like, how do you say media?
Wait.
Like, we're
so
87
we have
years
questions.
Old.
You're 87 years old, like... I feel really old, too, but, like, how old are we talking? Are we, like, revealing our ages here?
I'm 34.
I'm 30, turning 33. Like,
but, like, I'm a soulful, like, 67.
Okay, so you just, like, gave the internet a pause. You were, like, you delved into the arts. Like, when everyone else was, like, when I was, like, maybe, like, building websites, you were, like, the cool kid, like, going to, like, shows and, like, music and... Am I off there?
No.
Because I was, like, a
no.
nerd.
No. Like, I'm, no. like, a... I would say, like, an old soul. I'm a throwback.
Vibe.
Like, what some people are like, who's Carol Burnett? And I'm like, you should go burn in a garbage fire. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah,
so,
I
like,
wrap my head around the internet, and I just don't see the point. I've never done an Instagram story because...
Why haven't you?
No, I don't know how.
I feel like we should do your first today.
No,
I
that's
haven't.
What the podcast is for. I can't do it.
I've
Nobody
never
gives
realized
a shit.
You haven't.
I
but here's the
Disney
thing.
World.
Okay, good.
You're
Maybe.
Really funny, from what I know about you so far, and you know we've got friends that are like they don't like to show their personal self. Like they don't do Insta story to like. You know, do selfies
sure.
all the time showing what they're doing. They write really funny captions that are timely about, like, say, like, what's happening at the Golden Globes. Like, text from,
but
like...
it's only there for a day.
Yeah, but people watch it. And if they know to expect it from you every day, then... And you give them good shit, you know? Can I say that?
Yes!
You can say whatever you like.
But, like, once you say something, it's gone. So you're, like, talking to people who
so
care
you start
to watch.
A fucking podcast.
Are you scared that no one will watch? And then you'll be like...
No, what the fuck am I going to talk about? Hey, guys, it's me. I'm at the bodega getting some Oreos again.
No,
yep.
that's really funny,
yep.
actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Do more of that.
More of that.
Yeah, I think...
Put
you
more
know
of yourself out because you're very, like...
Well, I just feel like people want a to die, and this is what like my whole business is about. Like I'm all about doing like social media, whether it's on me or other people, for brands that I'm working with. Or
do you have to like pull it out of people?
I don't.
Like,
I feel like my
bit.
Personality just like kind of does that. Like I'll put on a song in the car and be like, "Woo, squad!" and everyone's like, "Eh!" Like I didn't really have to work that hard. Like I just kind of put like a song on that was like, Okay, like a sing-along kind of song.
I forget they're being watched long enough.
You know what I mean? But I feel like what I've learned from people is that they really just want to see more of you. They want to see, if they're following you, it's because they like you. And they want to see more of you. So whatever that means to you, like, you know, show more of your day-to-day life. Like, if it's really actually just you getting Oreos every day, like, that is funny on a repetitive basis. Like, guess what, guys? It's Friday, and you know where I'll be tonight at Club Oreo, you know,
oh
getting
God.
Double stuffed. Yeah.
I mean, that also, it's so, there's something so unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
Like,
Here's me.
Yeah, here's me.
Here's me.
Here's me.
I've never taken, like, a serious selfie of myself. Like, took time to, like, find some lighting, been, like, and done versions.
Never?
Never in my life.
My mind is blown.
I know, right?
I think I've been doing selfies,
I know, right?
Before cameras existed. Like,
I think
not cameras.
On a necessary basis. Like, I just need a photo of me to, like, send to my doctor.
Right, but what about, like, dating apps? Like, what do you do there? You use pictures that people took of you?
Yeah, like, usually Dana took them.
Have to do it. There's a sense of fun and a sense of play. No one's like, well, I guess they could be, but it's more fun than serious.
Blair gave you a whole lesson.
I was interested in how it worked. And some people just watch the stories like television. They just consume that content of the people that they follow,
mm-hmm.
which also blows my mind. That blows my mind!
Well, here's the thing, too. Now there's all these capabilities. I sound like such a nerd, but, like, every time Instagram updates, they add these, like, new features, and one of them now is muting people. So you can follow somebody, but mute their posts from showing up on your feed so that they don't get butthurt that, like, they saw that you unfollowed them. So, like, there's a lot of people that, yes, you're right, like, you were just talking about watching content. Like, there's certain bloggers that, like, I do look for every single day because they're constantly pushing out, like, relevant content.
Yeah.
Like, they answer questions from their fans and followers about how they do their skincare or how they pack or how
yeah.
they make their morning smoothie. I'm into it. So if it's not giving me, like, that kind of, like, worth or making me laugh,
yeah.
I mute them. But, like, I'm constantly...
You're able to do, like, a short little quip.
Yeah, like...
I have, like, I think something funny for 2 seconds about this thing. That goes on the story.
Done.
Only stories I watch are if you show up. If John shows up with a story, which are always still images,
mm-hmm.
and the birds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Natalie's birds. I don't like when things
people
change.
People want more of you.
From
as
the
a
original
he's
thing.
A performer who's not utilizing this. I'm saying, it's...
You got to. So another leg of the podcast. You know,
it truly is.
We went live at Jennifer Lewis.
But more stories.
It's different.
More
yeah.
stories.
More stories.
Yeah. And think about it like a story. Like, it has a start, a middle, an end, right? So, you know, just having to post one quick thing, not the best. But, like, if you can post, like, a series of things, like, while you're watching, say, like, the Golden Globes, like, your thoughts on it, like, throughout the whole show,
and
throughout the hour.
As stories instead
and
of
do them
status
as,
updates.
Yeah.
You cooking
yeah.
your chicken. Oh,
yeah.
my God. Gold! You should do a cooking show.
Start doing it on lives.
No way.
Yeah.
When I post something as an Instagram post, I'm sorry, we're like going into like, what do you think about social media?
Yeah.
But what
less,
do you think
half,
about social media?
Half of the people like that, as opposed to when I do a story, I see double that in random ass people who are watching that.
Yeah.
Like, where'd you come from?
Right.
Literally, where'd you come from?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you're public, it's easy to, you know,
yeah.
discover new people.
Maybe I'll do Disney World stories.
Yeah, dabble.
And use hashtags.
Because at least that's interesting. At least I'm somewhere interesting. So
hashtags
yeah.
and geotags. So, like, when you're there, make sure each story has the Disney World geotag and maybe hashtag Disney World as well. Because, as you know, SEO helps people find things and...
Followers.
So, like, I'll get an extra, like, 100 to 200 views on a story just by using a hashtag. Like, because if it's something trending, like, hashtag Golden Globes.
How do you track all this?
So, Instagram has insights. So, when you go to the top right corner, you can click insights.
Because
you
have, a business.
No, I think everyone has insights.
I think it's public.
We all have
insights? I think it's public.
Yeah, I think everyone has insights.
I've just never, I don't care.
Well, no, it's just one of those things. Even... You know, maybe it's something that you don't care about because you don't really, like...
I've never thought to look at it.
Well, or you don't look at your, you know, Instagram is like sort of like a leg of your business, so it doesn't really matter. But it is interesting to look at it in terms of like, if you have the ability to like swipe up or see how many people like viewed your profile or tapped on your profile, that is a great way to like figure out like, is my content working? And find out more, and instead of asking people like what they want, you can kind of figure it out on your own. Like, yes. You kind of see like, oh, this post did really well. Like, it has 1,000 impressions, but only 100 likes. Or this one had 10,000 impressions. You know what I mean? You can kind of figure it out.
You have 19,000 followers. Period.
Yeah.
Done.
Insane.
How did that grow?
I don't know what 19,000 people looks like.
So I started a blog really, really early on in the blogging world. Mm-hmm. Like, I started when I was in college at Hofstra. I was a sophomore. And it was like 2007, April 2007.
Like a live journal?
Basically a live journal, but I didn't do it on live journal. Somebody told me about a blog. They were like, why don't you start a blog? Because Perez Hilton was already out at that
mm-hmm.
point. And I kind of knew, like, I looked at his thing as like a website, but then the word blog was kind of coming around. And I typed in like how to start a free blog. WordPress came up. And I started MicahJessieBlog.wordpress.com, and it was celebrity news. And I was trying to be the antithesis to Perez Hilton. I was trying to be the positive version. And I, you know, somehow caught certain people's attention in New York City. Like, I would come into the city and promote myself at the club and whatever. And OK
yes,
Magazine.
Yes, I'm
I would.
With that. So you
I would
hustle.
Go, I,
you hustle.
Oh,
yeah.
I was queen bee blogger hustle out every single night, pimping myself out to the point where I would wear like a sign that said MicahJessie.com. Like, I stopped at nothing to like promote my brand. And it's kind of embarrassing like looking back at some of the things I did, but it definitely like put me out there. And OK Magazine wrote Micah Jessie is the Perez Hilton of the East Coast, and that
obsessed.
Like blew my mind. And I actually took my PR studies into account there, and I was like, it's not really good for my image. Like, that's not how I want to be portrayed.
Sure.
Like, I didn't write that. They did. Because my blog was kind of gaining traction. They wanted to, like, pin two people against each other. It was, like, that whole thing. But I looked at it like, that's kind of bad press. Like, I don't want to be known as, like, anything with Perez Hilton, like, attached to it. Like, I'm completely different. Like, what? Just because we're both gay and we write celebrity news, we're, like, each other's, like, arch nemesis?
Yeah.
So I really made an effort over the last, like, 8 to 10 years to, like, really stamp myself as being, like, this positive, uplifting, inclusive rather than exclusive kind of person and bring people together. And so the followers started, to get back to your question, the followers came from, like, that world. And then, you know, I've jumped followers from, like, doing Wendy Williams show.
Sure.
Like, Jason, he's so funny, my husband. He'll, like, we'll be at certain events, and he knows that people know me from her show. Like, they're like, oh, they're Wendy watchers, like, for sure.
I'm obsessed.
And little things that I've done, like, Wendy noticed me at an event because I was wearing this, like, little diamond MJ pin. Tiny little thing that my manager had got me a long time ago, and she said that caught her eye, and that's why she booked me on her show. And even to this day, she remembers it, because I saw her a few weeks ago at an event, and she was like, where's your pin? And I'm like, I don't wear it all the time. Like,
it's not my signature piece.
No, I wear it for, like, when I do TV or something, like, where I need to, like, do some branding. But I'm not wearing it, like, all day, every day, you know? So
Stephen loves a pin.
I love a pin.
Love a pin.
I found pins at my house, at my mom's house. Got a whole bunch of pins.
Did you do this?
Yep.
Are they, like,
lapel pins?
Oh, lapel
like enamel.
Pins. Nice. Gorge.
Love it.
Gorge.
Let's talk about your journey. You grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Tell me about that. Like, were you an urban kid, or were you, like, picking...
Yeah, you in Georgia.
Hello.
It was a sight to be seen. I grew up in suburbia, so, like, 30 minutes outside of Atlanta. So Atlanta is, like, a big city, but, like, small city-minded, if that makes sense. Like, right? It's, like...
I've never been.
Skyscrapers, all the stores, all the great restaurants, like, that kind of vibe. But, like, the people that inhabit Atlanta are stuck in a different time. Like, still, to this day, like, it's gotten better. But, like, when I was growing up, it was not nice. Like, even in suburbia, like, kids were mean and close-minded. And, like, they look at New York as being, like, this faraway land. Like, I hope one day I can make it to New York. And it's, like, you kind of can. Like, even if you can't afford a flight, like, it's, like, a 13-hour drive or...
Right.
Whatever, it's mm-hmm. it's just people kind of are very...
I'm from Wisconsin, it's the same.
Okay,
it's
you
like,
get it.
That's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Like,
small town mentality.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always looked at New York as being like this goal, and I made it happen, even though I ended up, which how we met is through my friend from college,
mm-hmm.
Mike, which we went to school out in Long Island, and everyone was always like, how did this Georgia kid end up at this school in Long Island? And it just worked out. Like, I've heard that they had a great PR program there. I thought I wanted to be a publicist.
Oh, interesting, Samantha Jones PR.
Yes, and I quickly realized it's nothing like Samantha Jones. It is...
There's no UPS man.
Oh, my God. There is no... Like, it's the brunt work of the entertainment industry. Like, it is probably one of the worst
jobs.
Like, you are constantly just, like, begging people for stuff, and you have no money to give them to do it. It's all about relationships, and at some point or another, you expend your relationships. You can only ask someone to, like, do this favor for you, like, enough times before they're like, lady, back off. So I found out that I really liked the writing and editorial and kind of more influencer side of things. So that's what
and
I've
you get
chasing.
To be also, I don't know how to put it, but like, you are also such a star that like, I can imagine like being a PR person would have been a wrong path for you.
I appreciate that. I just knew it wasn't for me. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So I quickly, and it was so crazy because I had to like beg the program, like the, because we're, you know, you have to do mentorships and,
mm-hmm.
or internships. I didn't want to do a PR internship. I was like, I just knew it, like when I was halfway through. And I said, I got this opportunity to intern at OK Magazine. And this was before they wrote about me. This was like,
wow.
I started there. I started there as like an intern, and then they wrote about me. But I always had my blog, even before that. And I just knew I wanted to go the editorial side. I liked being pitched ideas. I liked being on like the receiving end of like the pitching process, I guess, if you will.
Because your taste is out of this world, honey.
No, I just really like to be, like, I like to know about a lot.
Yeah.
I'm, like, a sucker for information. Like, I love to know about the beauty world. I love to know entertainment, tech, fashion, all this stuff. And I just feel like if I worked
on the polls.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If you work at an agency, like, you are stuck working on, like, a client that your boss tells you to work on. They're like, okay, you're on Diet Pepsi. And while Diet Pepsi may be a great brand and you love to drink it, maybe like working for Diet Pepsi is like not what you had planned for your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's just like your career can really quickly.
More,
yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You used the word influencer a minute ago, and I want a real industry professional's definition of the term. What is the difference between an influencer, meaning someone that has a platform to then influence from, and hot people who just take pictures on the internet and get free shit in exchange for
it. So the big key there is going to be the dollar sign. Influencers have the power to influence, I hate to use the word again, but influence people's buying decisions and buying power. So someone like my friend who just left, she's a beauty influencer. She her name is Julissa Bermudez, and she works with like a lot of skincare and beauty brands. She posted getting her eyebrows done at Bloomingdale's by this like Tarte Cosmetics, like real like kind of just, you know, mall kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. That made no sense. Like mall kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I got you.
My Georgia comes
I got
out.
You.
But the point is that she tagged that artist, and over 1,900 people clicked on that artist's page
mm-hmm.
to go check her out. Now, are all 1,900 people going to book with her?
Of course not.
No, because they don't all live in New York, or maybe she's too expensive or whatever. But like, the point is that influencers drive awareness, and awareness by the right influencer is going to...
It's why celebrities do hair care commercials.
Right. And the reason why they sign on to do hair care isn't because, it's because so many people have told them that their hair is amazing, that they're like, this is the right brand for me because it's actually going to work. Like, Jennifer Aniston drinking Smart Water, like, her skin's amazing. She looks great. Like, if she drinks Smart Water, like, I want to drink Smart Water. Do you know what I mean?
It's every time I get a Smart Water, I think of Jennifer Aniston.
Totally.
Thank you.
But the point is, it's just like, whether you're a micro-influencer like myself, because I have 19,000, which you think is amazing, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not that great.
Sure.
It's not that great. My friend Julissa that just left, like I said, has 330,000 followers. So I barely compare to her. But it's about like working with brands that fit into your daily life. So for me, like the brands that I'm working with, one of them is Maven, which is a car sharing app.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's from General Motors.
They advertise on Candy Crush.
Yes, they do.
I love
that. Yes, they do.
That's cool. So I work with them as a local micro-influencer. And I host events for them here in New York. Kind of, they have a few cities across the nation that they're available in. And they use me as like kind of like a tastemaker here in the local New York area to like not only promote it on my own social medias, but also bring in my network to events and things like that to promote it. So on a small level, I'm an influencer as well. So it's just, hopefully you're working with brands that make sense.
I have a question to piggyback off of the PR topic. Are PR agencies going to be the new travel agencies? Like, we can all just do it ourselves? Or what's your thought?
That is a good question. But I do still think, even though PR wasn't right for me, I do think that there is an art to being a publicist. And it's a skill and it's a learned kind of... It's
something... I do too, on grander scales. I think that there's a chunk of maybe PR, not that I work
like
PR.
Branding PR is very different than a celebrity.
Yeah, I think there's like
publicist.
there's a sliver of the
yeah.
PR world that will kind of disappear and the rest of it will fill in those gaps.
But I think I get what you're saying. Like, you're like,
because now celebrities can do their own content. And if I was a PR agent, I'm like,
oh yeah,
but like
Miley, what are you
doing? Her like Google alerts.
Right.
Or her press
yep.
releases.
Right.
Yes.
Or field questions from reporters and
yes.
set up her interviews and walk
and
her down the carpet.
And be a gatekeeper.
And
yeah.
all of that stuff. So PR, publicists will never go away, to answer your question. I don't think so. I think that publicists are now going to have to start doing more than just PR, which is kind of crazy because, like, it's actually a lot of work just doing PR.
Yeah.
But I think that what I'm seeing now is, like, say, Alison Broad PR, which works with a lot of beauty brands, is now actually not called Alison Broad PR anymore. It's called Alison Broad Marketing and Communications. So they're having to, like, expand their wealth of knowledge and expertise to, like, cater to bigger brands and bigger markets. And
so it's double time.
I think so. And especially with influencers, too, you have to kind of build in, like, PR people have to like build in an influencer strategy too. Like when a brand like Dove comes to a PR company with a campaign idea, there's probably going to be an element where they want some select group of local influencers to post about it. And the PR company needs to have those capabilities, those people on deck.
What a world we live in now, right?
It's cool.
I mean,
it's a lot.
We're both like the same age, so
yeah.
we kind of
are
went.
You
can,
are you a millennial? Yeah.
I mean, 34.
Yeah.
So.
Millennials 1996 through 2000.
Yeah, millennial. I mean, elder.
Yeah.
You know.
So there was a whole article on BuzzFeed that just came out that's so freaking long, it'll take you like a day to read.
I'll do it.
But it's all about being a millennial and why millennials feel like they've burnt out, why they feel so
I
entitled.
I saw that Xander posted it.
It's
oh,
good. It's a good read. I sent it to my dad because I was like,
he said
I think
it's long, but read it.
It's really long, but it's like, it was really good. And I wanted him to read it just to like kind of understand me and what I do a little bit more. Like he kind of gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most of our parents probably like just don't get the whole social media. Like they just can't wrap their head around it.
My dad just got an email and it blows my mind.
That blows my mind, too.
Yeah.
I guess my intent with social media, because when it all started, this was the only way it was being used, was, like, to be silly and not to be a serious thing, but, you know, an extension of Facebook, Instagram was. It was just the pictures. It was status updates visually. And I never took it seriously. And I still don't. And it took itself seriously without
Well, if you can see it happening, like, posts beget likes, beget work, beget money, beget likes, beget work, beget friends, beget, like, it just,
yeah,
it's an avalanche, and you can either take it, I mean, people are silly, but you're getting things for it. I mean, it's not just...
Yeah,
you
know. No, like, the people that are doing the most, like, maybe they're alienating some brands from working with them, like, say, like, people that go crazy and throw confetti and do stripping poses, whatever, like, and they may have 300,000 followers, but that might prevent
sure.
them from working with, like, big brands like Coca-Cola or Dove or,
sure.
you know what I mean, things like that. But then there's other people who are irreverent and silly in their own way, but keep it really kind of classy and middle of the road,
mm-hmm.
and that works for some. You know what I mean? It's just...
It's also a way to be public without having to be public. You can choose to show people who you are.
Yeah.
And you don't even do anything all day. You know? Like,
right.
I'm producing content. I don't know.
Well, no, here's the thing.
It's hard to
articulate. Well, I think I know.
But, like, I'll hire you because you're so... I like your personality so much, and you're a funny writer. I could find, if I was staffing a show and I needed writers for a sitcom, I could very well be like, this person's very funny on Instagram. That's where I found him.
Totally.
Done.
People cast and everything on Instagram. But I think the point, what I wanted to talk to you is social media has the word social in it. And what do you do when you're being social? You're not just talking to a wall. You're talking to other people. So
mm-hmm.
it's so, so, so important to think of social media as like, this is your community. You need to nurture your community and give back to them. Even if it's a small community, even if it's only 40 people, those are your people. And like, even if it's just your parents, like give your parents what they want. Like give them
yeah.
more selfies, give them more like pictures of like you and like your dog or whatever, you cooking, you know? But if you're on another level and you're trying to take it to another level, how do you figure out like what things are people really like about you and want to see more of? And how do you make that feel authentic to you
yes.
and to them so that you're not out there like, I mean, I have friends that literally will stop everything to get a picture and it's kind of crazy, but they end up getting calls from a brand like an hour later, like, oh my God, we want to work with you, $1,500 a month. When you talk that kind of shit.
Sure.
I mean, literally, we were at Culver's in Wautoma, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you tagged Culver's.
Yeah, it was eating a curd.
It was the cutest picture of all time. And they contacted you and said, can we use this picture?
They never did.
Yeah. But I mean, it was just as easy as that. Like,
yeah.
They saw
and
it.
So that's on a really micro level. And if you can imagine
yeah.
that happening on like a date, like if like
it happened to me one other time with a company called Brandless. Everything's $3 online.
Yes.
And my cat jumped in like the cardboard Brandless box. And I took a picture and posted it. And they're like, that cat's adorable. Can we use this? And now they do keep messaging me about like, hey, we're doing a pop up in New York. Please come to this thing.
But you chose to put yourself out
special.
There
that's
in that
awesome.
Way.
I'll put my cat out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great example of like how you put something out there that was quality content for you and for that brand and how they recognized it. And also the amazing thing about the world we live in today that we didn't have, all three of us, before. Like, do you remember writing fan mail to celebrities?
Yes.
Okay, let's not
celebrity
go...
Celebrity... Okay,
like,
no, we have to have like a whole celebrity
whole thing,
topic
like,
because like obsessed when I was little.
But now you can literally DM
yep.
your favorite celebrity
yep.
and the chances of them writing back are more likely than not. Because they
oh my
run
God.
Their own accounts.
Diane Keaton liked one of my comments. I screenshot that bitch. I made a necklace.
I love it.
I couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
Same with, what's his face? The old guy I like.
Norman Lear.
He is 96 years old. He's so hot.
He's still a stud.
But yeah, it's craziness. We're also... the world is becoming smaller in a way. And it's a little scary.
It does feel
exciting.
That way. It does feel that way. Because now you feel like you know people that you see on social media. Like, don't you ever feel like you run into somebody and you haven't seen them in a long time, but you
yes.
know what they've done in the last few months.
Yes.
And like, you really... don't want to be that person that's like, how was Poland? But like, you know they went to
yes.
Poland, so it'd be like awkward if you didn't say something.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes it kind of weird because you're like, it also makes it kind of sad in a way, because you're like, you don't feel the need to see, like, have human interaction as much, because you're
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I guess that's my fear. It's like, I don't want to get too wound up in it, because I'm very nervous that, like, the bad outweighs the good of...
Of social media?
Of social media, the broader
yep.
conversation
mm-hmm.
of it. I mean, well, yes, it's about interacting in one way, but, like, we're not interacting in this, like, get in a room and sit down and put our phones away for an hour.
Right, right.
God forbid.
I mean, that is annoying when someone is just, like,
always
Instagramming
on
their food and then, like, they can't concentrate on anything that's happening.
Right, you're halfway through your
dinner.
Meal and they're starting because they finished filtering and they finished editing and...
And then they're like,
eat your
oh,
food.
Okay, I'm done. It's like, bitch, we already had 3 different conversations already.
I know.
So that's
so
annoying. But
people.
I don't think it has to be one or the other. Either.
Yeah, I guess in my personal life, I'm finding a difficult... I'm having a difficult time finding the balance between the two, and I'd rather be with my people than worry about that.
Well, also, I mean, it would be good for you and me. Like, we both kind of have social anxiety sometimes. And so, and kind of homebodies as well. I don't always want to go out. Like, I can do that. I can be cute. I can do the thing. But
right.
That's not my life. So, I can kind of be a part of something while sitting on my couch.
Totally.
Like, I will be getting reactions from other people who are sitting on their couch.
Totally. You can watch someone's live and communicate with them, ask them questions, like, you're, whatever. Like, there's a way to participate and not just feel like a culture vulture or a content wanton. I'm just making
yeah,
that name
a content wanton? A content wanton? What'd you say?
I said, maybe I'll try this week, between now and Disney World.
I mean, that's good homework. I feel weird doing a story too, you know, going through, like, 87 stories of someone's day, and, like, that's a lot.
I also usually don't do anything because I don't want the notifications from everyone else that comments or likes or does on that post.
Well, you can turn those off.
I know, but it's an extra step.
He loves a beep, a notification. What else do I want to talk to you about? Celebrities. Growing up, did you feel alone?
No.
Were you interested in celebrities when you were little?
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
The ultimate star fucker.
No, I mean, I was... Where I grew
you
up, I was
alone,
the
like,
only
like Bette
one.
Midler and crickets.
Yeah, Bette Midler, crickets, because I'm like 8 years old. No 8-year old knows
I
who
see.
Bette Midler is in Wisconsin. So I was like walking around, again, like a 67 year old woman. And of course, all my teachers loved me because they could reference Mac the Knife and I would sing along. I'm like, yeah, I know Wayne Newton. Who doesn't?
I love it.
Everyone doesn't. No one knows Wayne Newton. And the Rosie O'Donnell show was a huge formative moment for me.
Obsessed.
I don't know. What was your celebrity outreach in Georgia?
I mean, I literally had no access. I mean, except for...
You're going to say no accent.
No access. I mean, except for there was a festival that would come through called Music Midtown every year. And they had really great acts. I mean, Dave Matthews Band, like... blah, 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 blah,
blah. The Biggies
at
the time.
The Biggies at the time, exactly. This is, I'm talking like I'm 8 years old at the time. So my first celebrity memory is at that concert with my mom. And she took me to see Monica. You know, like...
God bless.
Angel of Mine, blah, 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 all that.
Oh, yeah.
Brandy.
Come on now. That duet.
The Boy's
Mine?
The Boy's Mine, yes. So I was obsessed with her. And when she came off the stage, I jumped over a fence to go meet her. And my mom was like, yeah, like, do it. Like, my mom, like, pushed. Like, my mom is such a stage mom. She was like, go ahead. But the security guards were like, no, get that kid. And then Monica was like, no, it's okay. And, like, got down. And I remember this being, like, the first time I ever felt like a little journalist. Like, I was, like, asking her questions. I was like, that was so great up there. How did you feel? And she was like, it was really fun. And she was like, did you enjoy the show? And I'm like, yeah, I loved it. Like, I was like, do you live here? Like, are you in town? She was like, yeah, I live here and I'm performing at the Hawks game tomorrow and you should come. And I was like, my dad has season passes. Like, I'm totally coming. Like, I was like this little like bratty, like, I went up to Monica. She sat me in her seat next to her with her braces, her retainer and everything, sang the national anthem, like, looking at me. I'm not making this up.
Have you seen this on YouTube?
This was pre-YouTube.
No, but like everybody filmed something and everyone uploaded it.
I was like eight or nine years old. I was like early. This was really early on.
You felt power at such a young age. Like I can do this.
Yeah, I felt like this isn't out of reach. That's kind of what I felt like. I was like, this isn't some sort of like, I can go up to a celebrity and talk to them. And then it fast forward to freshman year of high school. My parents, we would ski in, God bless you. We would ski in Deer Valley in Utah where the Sundance Film Festival happens every year. And coincidentally, I found out that the Sundance Film Festival was happening when we were there. And I said, Dad, like, do you think you would
change plans?
I'll ski half the day, but then drop me off on Main Street and leave me there for hours.
I need my nights.
But this is freshman year of high school. Like, I was in no position to be, like, out and about by myself. Like, but my parents were like, they trusted me and they were like, go do your thing. I met Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, Macy Gray, the Backstreet Boys. I mean, I have pictures with all these people wearing a trucker hat that says drunk and a Columbia jacket.
That's
like,
amazing.
I looked ridiculous.
Fucking
but these
dope.
Celebrities talked to me and, like, remembered me. And, like, hour after hour, they were, like, bouncing around the street and they'd be like, hey. And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Like, so that's when the dream of New York really started to, like...
So you're getting an identity through all of this as well.
Sort of.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, this was, like, MySpace era.
Yes.
So those photos, like, would go up on my MySpace and then when
Who
Facebook...
Were your top eight?
I don't even... Oh, definitely that girl that died. Savage or,
That girl who died Savage.
No, what's her name? She was blonde...
JonBenet Ramsey.
No. She was, like, the biggest girl on MySpace. I would follow her, and now she's dead. It was on TMZ.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We should Google it. But, like, I forget.
MySpace tragedies?
Yes. Oh, my God. Tila Tequila. Remember her? She was, like, MySpace royalty.
Was she on that Flavor of Love show?
I think so. She's been on, like, a lot of crazy reality shows.
Flavor Flav. Halloween 2019.
Oh, nice shirt.
Thanks.
Ew. It says ew.
Yeah.
That's
ew. Ew, David.
Ew.
I love that. And, I mean, the point of the story is, like, there's no shame in asking.
There's no shame in asking.
That's how you got where you got to go.
And there's no shame in, like, just putting yourself out there. And, like, in any way, shape, or form, like, you'll figure it out. Like, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to look stupid. You're going to dress wrong. But, like, that's the only way you overcome those obstacles, if those are goals of yours down the line. Like, everyone has obstacles. Everyone has road bumps. Everyone has, like, no one that you saw in the Golden Globes the other night got there by accident or without working hard. Or perfectly. Like, they've had crazy rides. And one thing that really stood out to me last night was, like, Sandra Oh's speech. How she was
She's
like,
gorgeous.
I'm going to celebrate this moment because next year might not be the same. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
That she was like, this year we're riding high, but like it might not always be that way. So anyway, I don't know how that really relates, but just put yourself out there and then you'll figure out where you want to go with your life, basically.
I love that. Ah, you're such a cutie.
Thank you.
You really are, like, in your pajamas.
I'm
like, your little glitterers.
No, wait, what glitters?
Your little glitters.
Do I have glitters?
Your vape.
Oh, my glitters on my vape. My jewels. My jewel. Did you
your
guys see Bella Hadid posted her jeweling the other day? And she said her...
J-U-L-I-N-G.
Yeah, like J-U-U-L-I. But she was like, my 2019 goal is to quit. I'm doing so great. And she's puffing on it. I feel the same way. I'm, like, really trying to quit this thing, but...
But it's so cute.
It is cute.
Branding.
It is so cute.
A packaging whore.
Yes.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
There are 7 very well-known dwarves in history. If you were the 8th dwarf, what would your name be?
What would I be? Happy would be, like, the goal.
Happy is one.
Happy
yeah.
is the goal. Because I don't think anyone who's actually, like, who considers themselves happy is, like, happy all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of the, I like how real it is. It's like, I'm happy. I'm not like over the moon. I'm not like.
Like that scene in Sex and the City.
Just kind of like middle of the road, like happy. I'm happy. Snoopy. Dwarf.
Snoopy dwarf.
Happy Snoopy.
I love that. Did Megan Mullally look like she had Bell's palsy last night?
Wait, let's talk about something else.
Okay, what?
Deborah Messing said that she was the only person there from her cast. I thought that was a major shade against Megan Mullally.
Well, maybe she was the only one nominated.
No, she said she was the only one here. Like, Juliana Rancic asked her, like, are you going to, like, celebrate with any of the other cast members? She's like, nope, I'm the only one here. And then Megan Mullally showed, unless it was, like, this kind of bizarre secret and, like, they don't talk. But, like, I found that to be pretty shitty.
Or maybe she just went to deliver an award and then had to, like, peace out real quick.
But
maybe
don't you
she
think,
was sick.
Yeah, maybe.
Anything. She looked really weird.
She did.
My whole group was like, ooh, Dana, she does not
look
good.
She's been posting all day about how much fun she had.
So would I.
Mullally?
Yeah.
So look at you enjoying culture on Instagram all day.
I got it.
Did she hashtag Bell's palsy?
This morning, the today was lost. I just sat in my house with lemonade and was like...
We have like five... We have six more minutes with you.
Okay.
So we're going to do 20 questions and then we'll wrap up. But I also... Yeah, okay.
What's your favorite show, television or otherwise?
Sister Act 2.
What's the last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh my god, that's such a tough question. What's that one that was in IMAX about on the moon? Man on the Moon? The one with Ryan Gosling? First Man on the Moon. The First Man.
I think it's First Man.
Okay, that's the one. That's the last one I saw. It was in IMAX. I remember it being, like, really kind of wild.
What's the last thing you ate?
Bear Burger. So good. The Impossible Burger. Don't get it twisted. With the onion rings and a french fries and all the dips.
And
all the dips.
It's all about a dip. They have good dips. Their dips are like spicy aioli, like really interesting ones. They're not just like...
Oh, we're familiar.
Oh, you know. But for the listeners.
See, not good at the social media. Bear Burger
does not
want
to
hire me.
He doesn't think we're talking to anyone.
I don't. I think this is just for Elaine.
No.
We're talking
to people.
What do you wish the last thing you ate was?
You know what? I have no regrets in my life.
Give us your best four bars of Gypsy. Wrong crowd.
Sorry.
Another wrong crowd. Lacusa or Lipa?
What?
Heels or flats?
Heels. You saw me in heels, didn't you?
I did.
Was I wearing my heels?
I don't think yet.
Oh, I put them on later. I wore these like really sparkly platform heels.
Who was your fourth grade teacher?
I'm going to make this one up. Mrs. Wendkos.
Mrs. Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, no. Mrs. Wendkos was one of my teachers at one point in my life.
How many years have you lived in New York?
With a move to LA, over 10 years.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, that's easy. Niall DeMarco. But he can't hear that. He's deaf. He's a model on America's Next Top Model.
So I can tell. Who would you never hope to work with?
Maybe Perez Hilton. Yeah, I just don't really respect him. So I only want to work with people that I respect.
Thank you.
Betty Davis or Joan Crawford?
Betty Davis.
Good answer. What do you order at Hooters?
I don't go to Hooters.
What's your favorite cereal?
Oh my god, I haven't had it yet, but the churro. It's the new churro flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Have you seen this? Okay, so like I love.
Oh my god.
So the answer is like I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm also obsessed with churros. The fact that they just married, I'm.
When
gagging.
Did
they
come
like,
up with it?
No,
is
it's,
it now?
It's like out on
it's
shelves.
It's happening.
Like you might need to go straight from here.
It's happening.
to go get some.
And you haven't tried it?
Do you know where? Probably Target. I had a busy day. It just came out last night. Kim Kardashian posted about it. That's how crazy
really?
It is. I mean, she definitely
got
paid by them. But
can you Prime Now it?
Probably. I would give it a shot.
You're in a crisis. Who do you call?
My husband.
I would too. He's really cute.
He is cute. Or my mom or dad. No, my mom couldn't handle it. My dad.
You don't really have a boss, but you have clients, right?
Yes.
Okay, so would you rather a client or a parent get their hands on your camera roll?
That is a really good question. Probably my parents.
Because they don't have a choice.
Yeah, because honestly, like, all the awkward things have already happened and over the course of my life. Like, when...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like, when my computer didn't get fully wiped, and like my dad brought it to like his office for like the front desk ladies to use, and they got bombarded with like porno pop-ups.
Okay.
Yeah, so like those kinds of things like have already kind of like happened.
That ship has sailed.
That
honey.
Ship has sailed.
Uptown or downtown?
Uptown.
Woo!
We're uptown now.
Red, white, or rosé?
So I don't drink wine because I'm allergy poo. I will get hives head to toe.
Whoa.
But when I did drink wine before I became allergic, I liked Malbec. Great. If I was drinking red, and then I guess like a Sauve Blanc. Yeah, pretty basic.
Interesting.
Last question. Celebrities, are they just like us?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Oh.
Look at his little face.
My God, yes.
Every time he smiles.
That's telling.
Yes, just because, you know, The thing about me that I like to end with is that I mastered the art of, like, getting to know these people on, like, a real level. Like, I've seen people that naked, that are celebrities that, like, shouldn't be... Like, they're running around the hotel room with me naked. Like, I see the real sides of them, and I always appreciate that, and I think that helps me with, like, being starstruck around them, because I'm just like, oh my God, your poop literally stinks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that whole idea of just like, oh my God, they don't, like, go get... They do have, you know, sure, maybe some of them don't go out and get their growth. But yeah, for the most part, they have feelings just like us. They get butt hurt just the way they're thirsty just like us. You know what I mean? They're like all of those things. And like, in a way, their lives are kind of sadder than ours. Like, I think we look at them on this level. This is like a crazy blanket statement because obviously celebrities are not all the same. But I think that on a big level, like we look at people in entertainment on TV and Broadway as having these like remarkable lives because they're on stage and they're constantly bombarded by fans. But like in their off time, their alone time, their like no makeup time.
Their no makeup time.
Their soft clothes time.
I was just going to say we call that good soft clothes.
Soft clothes.
Soft clothes. Like hoodies. Onesies. I love a good onesie. But yeah, they're just like us. That's the answer.
Let's plug, like, brands, your handle,
yeah.
And website, like, all
Thank
of that.
Thank you. Well, I loved y'all's podcast. This was fun. So mine is called Worth Knowing with Micah Jesse, and you can go to it going to www.amazeballs.com. I'm not kidding.
Is it balls with a Z or balls with an S?
I bought
balls
it.
With an S goes
I can't believe you bought that.
I bought the domain over 10 years ago.
Good for you.
Thinking that it would... And honestly, I get random traffic, like maybe 100 views a day out of pure people just being like, I wonder what's on amazeballs.com. Like literally, like I don't have like crazy traffic to it, but it's such
sure.
a word. It's become a word in our... It's actually in Merriam-Webster dictionary as like a word. That's crazy. Anyway, so amazeballs.com.
That means you can play it in Scrabble.
And I, too, like to interview. So my whole thing is, like, I'm interviewing people that are... So the show's called Worth Knowing, and it came from the quote, seek not to be well-known, but to be worth knowing. I found that really powerful when I was, like, thinking about, like,
Say
what...
Say that again.
Seek not to be well-known, but to be worth knowing.
Yeah.
I loved that
Who
because...
Said that?
I don't know. It was one of those, like, you know, Pinterest... quotes. I
oh,
couldn't find
like
attribution.
Like a...
But like it spoke to me because I feel like the reason why I pulled back from doing a lot of like red carpets and interviews was because I was interviewing people that I didn't really respect. Whether it was like reality stars or what have you. I just really wanted to like filter the conversations that I was having.
Sure.
And the people that I was coming in, like, you know, spending my time with. So I've interviewed some pretty awesome people. Tyler Shields was one of my favorites. He's the guy who did that Kathy Griffin photo of her holding Donald Trump's head. And
he's
spoke a lot about how, like, after that photo, he was in his house for, like, 3 weeks nonstop. FBI was outside of his house. Like, his side of the story, which we haven't heard from a lot of people. And then some cool people like Nastia Lukin, who's, like, an Olympian. Talked about like what it's like being an Olympian, which I thought was really cool.
Katherine Schwarzenegger.
She's really freaking rad, that girl. Really rad. And she's dating Chris Evans now.
Chris Pratt.
How rumors get started.
Chris Pratt. She's just a really cool, genuine girl. And you get to kind of like, if you listen to that episode, you really learn more about like her life as a Schwarzenegger from like a really real perspective. Like, they're like considered like the weird family in Brentwood, she says. Like, they're like, even though they're famous and everyone, like, but they have like horses like that they let like walk through the house. Like, they have 1,800 animals and they let them roam completely free. So it's like a madhouse of the Schwarzenegger house. So she talks a lot about that. Just some really like, these are like to me, like that, like, these, that's worth knowing. Now, is every episode, like, mind-blowing? No. But I've talked to some really awesome people about, like, what they do and how they do it. And to me, like, I feel like I learned so much. And I put that podcast on hold at the end of last year because I was just needing, like, a refresh. Mm-hmm. So it's coming back in 2019.
What did we say? It was, like, on ice or something?
Yeah, it's on ice. I'm putting it on ice. Giving it, like, a little cryo facial.
Dip. And you're at MicahJessie.com.
Yes. So that's where I just kind of, I used to have that as my, you know, blog website. And now with social media, most of my people are following me on Instagram. So that's where I put my efforts and whatnot. But my website, you can find out more about me and what I do working with brands and, you know, pitch me if you have a brand that you want me to consider working with. I really think long and hard about the brands that I work with. They really, like I said earlier in the episode, like, super important to work only with brands that are a fit for you. So, like, you're not going to see me, I don't know, drinking a wine, because I can't drink wine.
Sure.
It's just so important. So if you dig my vibe, you might like some of the brands I'm working with this year. No,
this is a good place to say that we are sponsored by Pink Party Rosé.
And can I just add...
and Babe Rosé.
Can I just add that, like, you brought that as a party favor to to New Year's Eve?
Add to the table.
It's such a great party gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so great. Like, the packaging is awesome.
It's loaded with sugar. It'll get you there in one sip.
Yeah.
You're like, and now I'm drunk.
And
Bye.
Of course, it's like, isn't it part owned by the Fat Jewish?
Yes.
So that's really rad too. And like, it's like obviously a social common.
And that's new for us. I mean, that's within this past year. So it's.
Well, that's, and that's really my goal for this coming year is like, there's so much that's worth knowing. And I want to like kind of figure out. It's not just...
Yeah, is it a topic worth knowing?
Yeah, it's exactly.
On one of those off
Exactly.
Days.
And maybe it's not a celebrity. Maybe it's... Because I did... One of the guests that I had on was... I did a 420 thing because I'll admit, I'm a smoker.
Hello.
I'm a smoker. I did like the Donald Trump, the Alec Baldwin.
Thanks.
I'm a smoker. No, I smoke. I smoke. And in my spare time, not when I'm working. But... I wanted to, like, learn more about the marijuana industry.
Yeah.
I think all of us want to know about it.
It's amazing.
Like, whether you smoke or not, like, it's just the industry. Like, how it's becoming... Because my whole thing with it is, like, most of your listeners probably drink, and you know what a beer feels like when you have one. You know what a beer feels like when you have two. With vodka, it's a little bit different because it's a mixed drink, and you could do heavy pour, and, like, I'm talking beers. It's regulated.
Mm-hmm.
What I found so interesting about the marijuana industry is, like, we were treating it like the black market for so long. Like, it was like, your friend said they had weed. Oh, I'll take it.
Right.
You don't even know what it is. You don't know if it's indica or sativa. You don't know if it's going to make you knock the fuck out. Or
if they say
have a paranoid.
You don't know what you're supposed to
do. You don't know. And so I just really love, like, how it's going in this new direction where, like, you can have a conversation about it and you can, like, go in and, like, talk to them about, like, what your needs are. Like, you can be like, I'm having trouble sleeping. And they're like, well, maybe you don't want THC because that will make you feel crazy. Like, maybe you want CBD. You know what I mean? Like, this whole idea I just found so fascinating. So one of my episodes was talking to, like, the owner of one of the biggest cannabis companies, farms in California, and he told me, like, everything. So that was for 420. That was a good episode.
Hot topic.
Yeah, it was good.
Hot topic?
Hot topic. Truly, truly.
Thank you again for having us over on a Monday night.
Oh my god, thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
You're so cool. And
you're
look
so
at
cool.
that face. I can't.
Thank you.
Good god.
I'm not even wearing makeup. No, I'm sorry. I appreciate you guys having me on. It was so much fun, and I can't wait to listen.
Thank you.
And subscribe.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
And subscribe, and people tell your people.
And share.
And do the iTunes thing where you do the stars and then say something cute and
wonderful. Yeah, it's very important because you want to be, you want to come up as, like, in certain categories.
Yes.
Right? Like, check
you,
it out.
You've taught us so much. Like, this is a very, like, big takeaway episode.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I hope hopefully for the listeners, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You're my new best friend. Sorry,
same.
Steven.
Yay. Group hug.
Sorry,
group hug. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Do you hear those bubbles, Stephen?
Oh, I hear them.
How sweet it is. So crisp. From the makers of White Girl Rosé and Babe Rosé comes the hilariously delicious Pink Party Rosé with Bubbles. The misfits over at Swish Beverages, which includes Instagram comedian The Fat Jew, have made us all lose our shit over their newest rosé.
Pink Party Rosé is sponsoring In the Room with Stephen and Dana because, well, if there's not a two-drink minimum, are you really in a room?
With notes of honeydew and cantaloupe, this very pink blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Zinfandel is actually pretty good.
It is what I'm drinking all summer. It is a sparkling rosé, gives you all of those bubbles, and is so refreshing for an outdoor summer treat.
Is it what I'm drinking right now, Stephen?
Why? I can tell by its pink hue that it is.
This bottle does not have a face for podcasting. It has a face for Instagram. So buy it, drink it, pose your face off with it, lip sync for your life with it, and tag it at We Brought Wine.
That was like Rosé Bop It. I don't think it's asking too much. It's a very reasonable price point. It is delicious.
It's a very large bottle. I feel like it's bigger than most rosé bottles.
Oh, interesting.
It is a girthy bottom. Yeah, I said it.
There is some quality literature on the label. They know their audience, and they are appealing to you every step of the way. Dana, when do you drink rosé?
All the time.
I think you're supposed to say all day.
Ask me again.
Dana, when do you drink rosé?
All day.
Make every gathering a soiree with Pink Party Rosé. Cheers.
Cheers.
Pink party.
Pink party.
Pink party!
With bubbles.
Avec Bublé.
It's a pink party, baby.
I drink rosé all day, bitch.
Rosé all day.
Rosé, then slay. Rosé, and then I slay. Hey!
Bring me my rosé.
Rosé all day.
That's chicken frying in the background.
Pink party!
I wasn't gay until I had a sip of rosé and then everything changed.
Drunken? Drank. Drunk?
Oh, rosé.
Oh, my fried chicken is ready. Hold on.
You're never gonna make it in this town with a voice like that. Might as well drink up, honey.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.